Okay, Sunday night, the second half, so to speak, of the Nedarim Shir.
I realized now in these last few moments that this is really a very important thing, and it goes to the heart of so many things. Really, a person, this is an existential question that can be asked about so many things. Whether the differences, when we see differences, let's say I say, Nusach Sfard and Nusach Ashkenaz. So are they essentially different? So I think most of us would say, off the cuff, no, you're davening to Hashem, daven this way, that way. You say Pesukei Dezimra first, you say Hoidu first, you say Hoidu after Baruch Shem, or whatever. I mean, you know, they have reasons why they do it, but they don't bespeak an essentially different thing, which is probably true. But I want to, like, how would it be not like that? Let's say, I don't know if what I'm about to say is true. I'm making it up. But it could be true. Let's say, I say that Nusach Sfard is based on a Kabbalistic approach to davening, while And the manifestations, the differences that we see are manifestations of a Kabbalistic approach. And Nusach Ashkenaz is more simplicity, not Kabbalistic. And let's say I would take it a step further to explain that. And I would say that in Kabbalah, when we daven to Hashem, we're davening to Hashem as our Father. And we're talking to him like a son talks to a father. And the more simple approach is more like Avodim and an Adon, and we're talking to our master who controls our fate. And we're asking him, you know, you take, can I have a piece of bread? Can I please have this? Can I please have that? Right? Then it would all of a sudden become an essential difference. Like the whole davening is, you know what I mean? That's really essentially a different chefza. It's a different thing. In one, it's a son talking to a father. Now, you might say that gufa. You might, you know, we say when a son asks his father for a piece of candy, and the eved asks his adon for a piece of candy, again, this whole thing is speculation. So you can say, although it's the same thing. It's just a difference of a tone of voice. But I think everybody would understand, no. In one, it's the son. It feels like it's part of the father, and the father feels like his son is part of him, and he wants him to have it because he loves his son. And by the adon, let's say it's more of a practical matter. He wants his eved to be happy so that the eved doesn't rebel. He wants his eved to have candy so that he'll work better for him. So it's an essential difference. There must be an English word that I'm not saying. I keep using the word essentially. But really, whenever you have your Zohar in the Keva, is it essential? Certainly by the Goyim, certainly hold, ever since feminism, they certainly hold it's not an essential difference. It's just a learned, no, they it's just learned that any differences you see are just learned differences. The truth is, they are essentially different. The only reason I say that taka not is maybe because Zohar and Akeva Baro'a, because really HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I created a Bria, man, we say man, but it's really mankind, and really there were Nekeva aspects to that Bria, and Zohar aspects to that Bria, and then he split them apart. So, really it is very different, essentially different. The only reason it's not is because it's really two halves of a whole. So it's like, you know, it's what would it be? Like it was originally created as a hybrid. So that's why it's not essentially different. Otherwise, it really is very, very essentially different. Have different mindsets, different characteristics, different, like the person is different. One's maybe this adinim, this arachim, one's soft, one's So that's rather a bad example. It's a good example because it brings out the difference. But and you say, what's the difference? You'll be like Tosfos, my nafkamina. I'll tell you nafkamina. Women are not mechuyevim zman grom, right? Women are not mechuyevim mitzvahs that are zman grom. If they do it, could they make a bracha or not? So that's a machlokas. Famous machlokas we've shown him. Sfaradim grada paskin, the Beis Yosef paskins no, the Rambam paskins no, and the Ashkenazim we paskin yes. What's the issue? The issue is, can they say b'tzivon? How can they say b'tzivon? How can they make a bracha? So wait a second. Taka. So the answer is Mitzivono means Klal Yisrael. Hashem didn't give mitzvahs to men or to women. He gave them to Klal Yisrael. He might have exempted women, but when he said put on tefillin, that's the Shaila probably. When he said put on tefillin, was he talking to men? Or was he talking to Klal Yisrael? And women are exempt from it.
He was talking to mankind.
Yeah, so that's why, by me it's possible like that. And that's why if you hold, you could say Vitzivonu, it's because Vitzivonu, he was talking to Klal Yisrael. He was Mitzavah Klal Yisrael in tefillin. He then exempted women from putting on tefillin. But if you say he can't say Vitzivonu, it means like they took a hold. So now women, women in mitzvahs, are they essentially different? Because they're not mechuyev in all the mitzvahs, you know. Or you say no, they're the same. It's just a patur. So anything you think about, if I go, it's an issue. Like anything you think about, you have to know what is the essential nature. Are the differences you're seeing only ultimately cosmetic? Even if they're very, very not cosmetic, they're very real. Like here, you have Dovah Sheyesh Bo Mamash, Dovah Shein Bo Mamash. Mitzvahs, yes chal, not chal. Yet Tosfos can come along almost innocently and say, what's the difference if it's a Segav or a Sechetza? And all the Achronim jump on Tosfos. Tosfos is asking, is there an essential difference? And there Tosfos says, Nedder B'Losh Shvuah, Shvuah B'Losh Nedder, that's the difference. Which seems to be, very petty difference when you compare it to Chalan Dover Sheinbo Mamish, Chalan Dover Sheinbo Mamish, Chalan Dvar Mitzvah, not Chalan Dvar Mitzvah. The answer is, though, we're seeing in the Ran and the Ramban, this is really where you see if it's not essentially different, it's just different ways of having something be Asur. So then Nedda Belosha Shvuah, Shvuah Belosha Nedda could be good. You have to reconstruct the nether or the shvua, but it's good. But if you hold they're essentially different, you can't reconstruct a walking contradiction, and therefore that would be no good. And that's ultimately what Tosfos
says. Saying the one could be like, I forgot which way now, but the net, you can make a nether, but less than shvua, but not a shvua, but less than
yeah, well, that's what you see Tosfos and shvua, and there is such a Yerushalmi that you cannot make a nether below a shvua, but you can make a shvua below a nether.
Doesn't that go against this whole?
No, it says that nether is essentially an isachevtsa. That's its very basic essence. But shvua is not like that. Shvua is not necessarily like that.
This doesn't really work without examples, then. If a man's like a woman,